Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
One of the linchpins getting this thing done was Tyrann Mathieu, and Fesco got a chance to catch up with Honey Badger on the field after the win.
All right, how's this feel? What's going through your mind right now?
Man, I'm just so grateful, for obviously for the people of Kansas City, man. It's been 50 years, and, you know, I think to bring that Lamar Hunt trophy back home, that was our job today, and I'm proud of our guys for really coming through.
What was it like from the moment you woke up this morning to standing here right now on the field after this?
Yeah, so look, I was trying to be calm and collected this morning, but I woke up, I was ready to go, man, and we probably didn't start off the game the best way, but we've been through a lot of adversity this year as a team, and so we know how to rally around each other, and I thought we did that today, and I thought ultimately we gave these fans what they wanted, and that was a trip to Miami.
You guys like that starting slow bull crap, huh?
Yeah, we can't do that in the Super Bowl, though.
It's obviously the greatest day of your professional career, but how does it feel to do it for Andy?
Man, it's everything. You think about Coach Reed and really all the people he's impacting positively. You know, you talk about all the head coaches that, you know, he's put in those positions, and, you know, all the Hall of Fame players that came under him. I think this win is definitely for him and Lamar Hunt, no doubt.
Is it more important to win it for Andy or for you guys now down in Miami?
I think it's more important to keep coach first, man. He's a hell of a ball coach, and, you know, you don't get a lot of opportunities to go to the Super Bowl, and, you know, he's been there twice, and so hopefully we'll be able to get it done for him.
How good is that quarterback?
He's the best thing ever.
I love you, brother.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
He's the best thing ever.
You tell Tyrann Mathieu you loved him there at the
end? I do, yeah. I do. I think people know Ty and I have a special relationship with the foundation. I'm on his board of directors for his Tyrann Mathieu Foundation and all the good work that he does here in Kansas City. So I get a lot of opportunities to see Tyrann away from the football field and off the field and do a lot of work with him in the community, and to see what he's done for our town in less than a year of being here has been more than eye-opening for me. I mean, he is so generous with his money. He is so generous with his time. He is so generous to the people of Kansas City. And for a guy to come into a town in whatever free agency is in March, and here we sit, you know, less than a year later, and he's taking care of families at Christmas. He's feeding people at Thanksgiving. He's raising money to build tech centers in underserved schools in Kansas City. Yeah, I love Tyrann Mathieu, and I think it's okay to admit that. I think what he does on the field has been impressive, but what he does off the field takes him to a new level and puts him in a different air than a lot of athletes. He's an amazing human being, and we are so fortunate to have a guy like that here in Kansas City who cares so much about a city that he's been a part of for less than a year. And now he's leading a defense and changing the mindset of a defense and taking this team to the Super Bowl. I really do believe, as great as Patrick Mahomes is, Josh, Tyrann Mathieu could be looked at as the MVP this year of this team, because without him, I don't know that they're playing in the Super Bowl, because I don't know that the defense takes on an attitude and plays football like they've been playing for the last 2 months of the season.
No, I think it might end like it ended last year.
Yeah.
With questions about the defense.
No doubt.
Right?
Yeah.
Because, yeah, Tennessee moved the ball early on, and then it got stopped.
Yeah, it got stopped. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Quick. Right?
Yep.
They were putting up some points early. And
Tennessee's
thought,
first 15 plays looked a lot better than Andy's
first
15.
You thought, uh-oh. And then the defense shut it down, and the quarterback got going, and then they took off. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a combination that they have put together that has led to this thing. And you're right. Without Tyrann Mathieu to probably glue that thing together, I think we're a year away on defense.
Yeah.
I thought they might have been a year away before the season started. Like, you're putting some pieces together, but you're doing a major overhaul. See if this thing can be done in one off season. Well, it was. And I think a big part of that was Tyrann Mathieu's influence.
Yeah, no doubt. And you have to have those players believe and buy in. I mean, you can have all the coordinator and coaching and scheme changes that you want, but if you don't get the players to buy in and to embrace it and to accept it and to really live, breathe, and eat it, you're not going to get the job done. I mean, you know, everybody's worked for a boss who lays out a game plan of this is what we're going to do, and you look at it and you go, okay, whatever, and everybody kind of rolls their eyes and they don't buy in. you have to have the buy-in by the players. If you don't have the buy-in by the players, then it's not going to work. And I think it took a little bit of time for these guys on defense to buy in. But once they saw Ty buying in, once they saw Frank Clark buying in, once they saw Chris Jones buying in, I think it had that snowball effect and just kind of rolled downhill from there. And everybody bought in. But you have to have those veteran leaders. And that's part of the reason why they went out and got a guy like Tyrann Mathieu and a guy like Frank Clark. Because not only are they really good football players, they're really, really, really good inside that locker room. They're really, really good at getting the players to understand what they have to do to have success. They got them for their leadership as much as they got them for their ability to go out there and make plays. And if you go out and get guys that are good football players but aren't good in the locker room, or you get guys that aren't going to buy in like that and are all about themselves, you're not going to win. And I really think Brett Veach and Andy Reid and that front office did a great job of pulling guys in that fit what they were looking for, that fit the mold, that fit the system, that fit Kansas City, and they made this football team something special because of the character of the players that are on that team. And without that leadership of Tyrann Mathieu, I don't think we're sitting here this morning wearing AFC Championship t-shirts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!